Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So, Danny, stop me when you disagree with anything, but it feels to me like picks one and two are already known. Cooper Flagg is going to go one to the Mavericks.
Yep.
That's been months in the making. It was just a matter of who's going to get the pick.
Certainly wasn't Washington.
And the Spurs are going to take Dylan Harper. Flagg's the 6'7 phenom from Duke, who's been the consensus 1-1 for years, and he's going to make his debut, by the way, at 18 years old. Sneaky, way younger than people think.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, Harper's the guard from Rutgers, 6'4 with a 6'10 wingspan, who can create his own shot, and he's a good passer, and he can finish. And for those reasons, he's kind of separated himself as the best non-Flag player in this class, and so he will go second overall to San Antonio and team up with Wemby. So as far as I'm concerned, for my money, the draft officially starts at 3 with the 76ers on the clock. The Wizards don't pick for another couple of spots after that, and they've got to sit around and wait to see what plays out in picks 3 through 5 ahead of them.
Everything I co-sign. There is huge degrees of variance here. I mean, the consensus guy at this point, but again, this is silly season for the NBA. It doesn't last as long or as dramatic as it is with the NFL, where, you know, there's conspiracies and guys are dropping and falling and rising. There's some dramatics with this, which we'll get to. But right now, it seems the consensus is VJ Edgecombe, kid from Baylor, an unbelievably ridiculous athlete, 6'4", shooting guard, can do everything you want. Really, really, you know, high upside player with some production right now, goes 3 to Philadelphia. That's the consensus, but would you bet your mortgage? I wouldn't.
I think the most fascinating storyline is the possibility of Ace Bailey falling.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason this is getting the most attention. It's because Bailey for a while was viewed as maybe the number 2 pick. With the separation for Harper, his teammate from Rutgers, the 6'7 wing is now probably like the number 3 player in the class. He played the 2 and the 3, 7-foot wingspan, has an upside of being basically a shot-making wing in the NBA. But he has become, in this pre-draft process, a gigantic pain in the butt to teams in the top 5. He's the only American player in this draft class that has not visited a single facility pre-draft of an NBA team. Think about that.
Yeah.
Everyone else is doing it the way it's always been done, the way the draft works, and he's going, nah, I'm good. I'll do it my way. And that's what he's doing. He's trying to reinvent the pre-draft process. He has declined workouts with the 76ers, with Charlotte, with Utah. He is saying, uh-uh, I'm not working out for you. And what people are basically saying from what I was reading today, he is trying to push his way outside the top 5 to 6 through 8. He likes those teams better as options. That's Washington, luckily, New Orleans, and Brooklyn. So he may not get his way. It very well could be that Philly, Charlotte, Utah, one of those teams grabs him.
Mm-hmm.
He's costing himself by doing this $10 to $15 million, depending on where he would have gone and where he's going to end up. But he's okay. Him and his agents are going, we'll lose the money up front because he's going to make it on the back end in these other markets that we like better, and because the situation's going to be better for him. I guess that, to me, is the most interesting question. If I'm a Wizards fan, 2 days from the draft, what I'm wondering the most is Ace Bailey acting like a malcontent pain in the butt that you don't want to deal with pre-draft just to kind of get where he needs to go, see Charles Barkley or whatever? Or is this the type of guy and teammate and player that he's going to be? And is he interested in Washington?
Yeah,
they have an idea.
Is it just kind of a hyped version of what Alex Saar did last year, who kind of tried to engineer his way to Washington? It got less press.
That's true.
And less dramatic.
Didn't want to go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's
so,
a good point.
But again, and I'm not necessarily comping the two, but there's something to that, right? Where a prodigiously talented dude that probably should be talent wise, whether he's 6'7", 3/4, 6'8", 6'9", I don't know. I don't care. He should be talent wise the second player in this draft. He's not. And we're all trying to figure out like how dramatic this stuff is. Is it smokescreen? Is it that he's really trying to reinvent the process? Is he actually just smart? Like he and his agent just actually playing this well to get what they want out of a process that usually doesn't reward that sort of thing? Or is this that word that you use? Is he, I have no idea. Is it kind of a malcontent who's going to, you know, already be looking at the next destination 3 months into his rookie contract?
I just think it's been a really long time since somebody acted like this before the draft.
Agreed.
The Saar comp, if we're saying that, is not real or authentic.
No.
He did the Caleb Williams thing. Like a little bit of agitating and thinking about what if I did this and how would it affect me. This is literally, taking your ball and going home, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to take me, but I'm not working out for you. I'm not playing the game. And supposedly, it's so that he can get outside of the top five to Washington, New Orleans, or Brooklyn. But if you're the Wizards, what are your interactions with his agent and him like, to the point where do you feel like he wants to play?
Do you feel good about it? Yeah, exactly.
We just don't know. My guy the guy I love is Trey Johnson, the Texas guard. I don't think he'll be there for the Wizards. And they're certainly unlikely, just based on the way the numbers work out, that they would be picking between Ace Bailey and Trey Johnson. Like, mm-hmm. one of them might fall, the other one probably won't.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But the shooting guard from the Longhorns would be my dream scenario. He's 6'4 without shoes. He's got a 6'10 wingspan. He can knock down shots from the perimeter. He was a freshman at Texas this year. He led the SEC in scoring, and he shot 43% from the floor and 40% from deep and about 90% from the free throw line. He's got a pure touch. He averaged 20 a game as a freshman, and he can create his own shot. And when I look into these scouting reports for all the knocks on him, it's things like he struggles to handle physicality. He's going to get bigger and stronger. It's things like bad shot selection. He needs to work on his shot selection. Oh, the college player who fills it up from outside as the leading scorer in his conference takes some bad shots sometimes. Like, those are such fixable things.
Yeah.
I really, really like Trey Johnson. That would kind of be my one seed option.
He's my favorite there. So what has to happen then is, again, it depends on your mock draft, but Charlotte's got to take a Konkanipel, got to take Jeremiah Fears, who a lot of people like out of Oklahoma, really athletic, toolsy point guard.
Kind of trades Anchanish in terms of like guard who can score and work around the perimeter.
And people seem to really, really like Fears, who I know a little bit less about than some of these other guys. But that means math-wise, Johnson could be there, or Ace Bailey could as well.
Don't you agree, though, that if Bailey were to go 4 or 5, that it would actually be a huge help for Washington to get Johnson?
100%.
Like, that's what I'm counting on.
Then Philadelphia's the variable. I mean, now Utah's the variable.
Today's the first time I actually have thought, and maybe I'll look foolish, that Ace Bailey will fall to the Wizards. And that if they take him, look, I'm not telling you that they hit a home run or that they got Cooper Flagg, but it could work out. Like, there's a potential where it's almost as if they got the second or third pick. Because it was only several weeks ago that Bailey was in the mix at 2, and probably if you just take all of the red flags and the non-basketball stuff out of it, and you just rank basketball players, a lot of people would have him in the top 3.
I think he's the second most talented player in this draft.
And you'd get him at 6. So that would potentially be a huge win. I just worry about the stuff. It's hard for us sitting here not getting to talk to players and agents and get any intel behind the scenes. So, like, yeah, I'm nervous, and I have anxieties about what kind of guy he's going to be. But assuming that all checks out for them, it could be a huge win if he falls right into your lap.
So over the years, and Danny Ainge is a wild card at 5 for the Utah Jazz, right? Like, his scouting mantra, the way he's looked at players over the years, and I've seen some interviews with him and hear people that know him really well talk about this. I think actually Bill Simmons talked about this the other day, that where everyone else sees a problem, he sees the ceiling, right? So a guy like that, Ace Bailey, who could be a high 20s point per game scorer in the NBA. Like, he's that gifted. He'll just go, we'll figure it out, right? Like, the rest of it. Even if he doesn't want to come here, we'll convince him. We'll wow him. We'll build the offense around him. We'll show him, and it'll fit our thing. So maybe there's that's somebody. He could also just say, yeah, I don't want to deal with that. I got that same skill set in Trey Johnson or in Jeremiah Fears, the kid from Oklahoma. You don't know. But at 5, if he gets past 4, talking about Ace Bailey, that could be very intriguing, whether he goes 5 or then 6 to Washington. And if Trey Johnson gets past Charlotte and Utah, I think that would be the Hail Mary. That's the godsend. I'm going to think both are gone. And I think it's going to be between Fears and Malawach.
So that's my biggest concern. I was going to say fear, but I'm going to avoid a bad pun there. It's not that I don't even like
Fears. Your biggest Jeremiah?
I just don't think they would take him. And the Konkanipel thing or Malawach, it's going to be something like that, which I'm not nearly as excited by. But 6th overall, Wednesday night, Wizards going to be on the clock. We've only got a 90-minute show because of Nats baseball out in San Diego on Wednesday, but we're going to give you quality coverage in the days ahead leading up to that draft pick.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.